I think I told this story before, but when we go camping, we have picnic tables at our sites, and they don't usually have a place for the umbrella. So I took a...
So you bring a drill?
Yeah, bring a drill. There you go. So what I did was I took a C-clamp, and I used some pipe clamps on the side of it, and I attached like a scrap piece of 2-inch pipe on it, just like this plastic black pipe, about, I don't know, a foot long or something. So I can just put the C-clamp on the edge of the picnic table and just screw it down. Then I have a little pipe there to put my umbrella in. So
and or antenna
or this, yeah, there you go. So if you want to make it really cheap and simple, you could think about doing something like that. All right, here we go. Number two, I'm working on the bathroom of his 75. Took out all the brittle decorative strip that goes in the aluminum tracks around the corner, around the top of the corner. Bottom and storage areas. Any ideas on replacement material for the old strip? In the living room, where I also took out these strips out, I used paper-backed veneer cut to width, coated with polyurethane. Looks great. Not sure I want to use wood in the bathroom with all the moisture.
Well, I think those sizings are the same as the body side molding trim on the 70s era trailers. So you can certainly get blue, you can get black, and you can get orange from either the factory or Airstream dealers. But I know they're cream in the bathroom. I've never seen cream available, but you might, if you're shooting for a little bit of zing in your bathroom, you might put an orange stripe in there. Or maybe a black stripe, whatever, or blue, whatever your theme is. That might drive your bathroom motif.
There you go. Don't forget the disco ball.
Well, you know, it's the 70s.
There you go. Okay, number three. For the first time, I turned on the LP gas system. I had removed the old stove oven and furnace. I put in the new stove unit and a catalytic heater. I plug the extra
catalytic
heater. I plug the extra line, used a flare tubing end and plug. The other two connections I flared and made up. Seems tight and didn't see any bubbles when I leak checked. I fired everything up and it works like a champ. I get a little gas smell. Shouldn't be having any gas smell. I had the CO and LP mounted 3 inches off the floor, I guess, a detector. And let's see, I had the COLP mounted 3 inches off the floor go off once. It didn't repeat. Also, a little gas smell outside. Any thoughts on where to look? I don't think I have excessively bent the old tubing. I didn't see any new tubing. I didn't use any new tubing. I gave one try to firing up the original refrigerator, and it didn't work. I need to look into it more. I didn't touch the hot water heater. I was thinking I would contact a local gas appliance supplier installer who certified my aluminum tanks and seek what they think. The pressure regulator at the tanks looks really old. Replace it? Thanks for all your advice. So, yeah, you shouldn't smell anything.
Yeah, you shouldn't smell anything. Definitely get rid of the regulator. Get rid of the lines feeding to the regulator. In the 70s, it would have had a flexible line going from the bottom of the regulator down to a hard line underneath, which you probably want to replace as well. We typically replace those with, they have gas, flexible gas. They're stainless steel, but they're flexible gas lines. I think we get them at Lowe's. They're for a gas dryer or something, or a gas stove. You have to go through a few adapters and stuff to make it work, but they do work well. But one other thing that I will point out that we found